Should artificial intelligence be used in weapons? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Selma Bringsjord, professor of cognitive science at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, explores this question.
Engineers succeed by making pessimistic assumptions. Today, AI, artificial intelligence, where my research lies, follows suit. A new Acura Auto has AI designed under the pessimistic assumption that its human driver will sooner or later fail to brake for some obstacle. Hence, the car is engineered as an artificial agent that can stop itself. With collaborators, I design and engineer ethically correct artificial agents under the assumption that human agents will behave badly. When they do, our moral machines can intervene and save the day. Specifically, I assume that, no matter what, sooner or later, some humans will once again unjustly harm and even kill, and that these malevolent humans will sometimes be would-be mass shooters and sometimes law enforcement bad apples. Given this, I strive to replace human-controlled weapons and devices with AI-controlled ones, smart and virtuous guns, and intelligent restraining devices that operate in accord with ethics and the law. Recent simulations in my lab of our ethical AI technology show that it can in only 2.3 seconds both perceive a human gunman's evil plan and either lock out or permit the gun in question. Ultimately, research along this line should enable humans, in particular some human police, to simply be replaced by machines that, as a matter of ironclad logic, cannot do wrong. If George Floyd had been detained and held by an ethically correct robot, built in accordance with our research, he'd still be alive. A parallel what could have been applies to a long line of avoidable deaths. From an AI point of view, perhaps the best way to save black lives is to have ethically correct machines enforce the law rather than inevitably imperfect humans.
That was Selma Bringsjord of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.